Beach Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Jeremy. What's going on, man?
Nothing much.
I heard you're a super fan, but it was a day one, or did you catch on like a couple of seasons in?
I'm not able to name all the characters like some of my castmates, but I consider myself a super. I'm a super fan who also had dates.
What a rush being chosen to play, hey? Like, when you get that call saying that, yeah, you're on. I mean, that must be incredible.
It's incredible, and then the fear that, oh, my God, what did I sign up for, hit you at the same time. So you don't know if anything has really prepared you for it. So it's just, you don't have anything to pull upon to know if you can sneak off in our cyclone.
Can we speak about that rain? That was like torrential rain. I was thinking Noah 2.0 was going to come around the corner and go, everybody into the ark. Like, what the hell was happening out there?
I've been in storms. I'm from South Carolina. When it rains, you're like, okay, it rained all day today. Your natural thought process is, it can't rain this much tomorrow because we'll wash it away. It can't rain this much the next day because we'll wash it away. Rain, rain, constant rain. You don't get used to it.
I can't even imagine, man. And talking to Jess last week, she's like, what do you mean sleep? There was no sleep. What is sleep?
Well, that's one thing I learned. We sleep too much as humans. We don't need that much sleep. We operate on 2 hours at best.
So David versus Goliath, when you hear about the theme, what goes through your head?
I guess the first thought was, am I a David or am I a Goliath? And then the second thought was, why do they perceive me as a Goliath? Because everybody perceives themselves through their own lens. And although I agree that I have a Goliath personality, I wasn't sure if the reasons that they thought I had a Goliath were the reasons that I thought I was a Goliath.
If they cast you on the David tribe, would you have been like, hold on a second?
No, because I also gay, black, coming from the South. You know, that was an uphill battle. And to get from there to living in New York, going to law school from the rural South. So I have that Goliath story, but I don't have that story of not having the support from family and stuff like that. But I was satisfied with being a Goliath, but I felt like I could have maneuvered more in David.
Curious, watching from home, you know, we see you guys out there day in, day out. What's your typical daily food intake? We don't see a lot of that. I want to know, give me one day what you ate from top to bottom that day.
A coconut in the morning, shared by not 10 people, maybe two or three coconuts in the water, one shell full of a piece of rice in the morning if it was a competition day, and in the afternoon if it was competition day. And if we could catch some crab, one crab between 10 people is like, you just suck the juice.
Survivor diet is one they should be marketing around the world. Forget Atkins and everything else, man.
I literally have been trying to get back on the Survivor diet because I'm just like, Kyle, 9 days, I lost 12 pounds. I literally, every Monday, think, if I could just do this 9 days, I can lose the weight that I gained. Food is abundant in America.
We're kicking it with Jeremy from the 37th season of Survivor. Even as those words leave my lips, I'm like, 37 seasons? That's insane. Let's get to somebody you do know quite a bit, Natalie. Now listen, I know you tried to reason with her a lot. You tried to get her to see what, you know, that her words and her actions were pretty intense. You tried to tell her to cool it more than a few times. Why do you think she didn't listen when you tried to tell her, just, hey, listen, pull it back a little bit?
Nobody has convinced her of that before in her life. So every time she hears it, she probably thinks she's hearing it for the first time. Nobody in the Goliath told her to her face how much she irritated them and how much. So all of that conversation was really not being conveyed to her. So when I would tell her, she didn't really believe it. And she felt like I was saying it as if I had a personal vendetta against her. I didn't think that the tribe vote had anything really to do with me and Natalie. I thought the decision was made before we got there. And the reason we went into tribal so hot is because right before tribal, Natalie told me, oh, you should have looked out for me. I'm black, you're black. And the whole time I was there, I was looking out for her. And so that's why when we got to tribal, we were still in the middle of that fight. Those other fights were on the beach like 5 minutes before we went to tribal. So it was just a continuation of a conversation that we had already had.
Jeremy, is it fair to say that you were a little bit paranoid out there calling that tribe meeting, talking about side combos, or do you feel that that was 100% warranted based on what you saw and witnessed out there?
No, it definitely wasn't paranoia, and it wasn't the first tribe meeting that I had. That was probably like the second, maybe third. The first time we had it, Natalie and Natalia were going at it, so I called the tribe meeting there. This tribe meeting was partially because I thought it was about me, but also because I felt like the more we did that, the harder it was to play in the challenge. If you see that last challenge, Natalie refused to sit out of that last challenge because now she felt isolated, alienated from the group. And because she felt alienated from the group, she wouldn't take one for the team. So when she got in the challenge, she didn't know how to do the challenge, and we had the two smartest girls on the side. That kind of stuff happens when you don't have that group meeting of somebody saying, hey, we need to not decide meetings. Let's all get along. Let's right. not go crazy. After I called that, we had three more days before we went to China. Those 2 days after that was the best. Like, the sun came out, we had a ball. And we all had a ball together because everybody still trusted each other. But once people start doing too much side conversation, it doesn't stop. It just intensifies. And if you're not going to tribal to release that pressure, either that evening or that next day, then people just go crazy. If you talk to my castmates, they'll be like, yeah, after we had that meeting, we had a good time.
Now, you're one of these Survivor players we love to watch, man, because you speak your mind. You know, you go hunting for idols sometimes. You look at people's personal belongings, but it's a game and anything goes. So why, though, did you want to share that info about what you found in the pocket? Like, why?
Let me set up the timeline. That meeting where I said, let's have a no-side talk meeting, that was 3 days before we went to tribal. So any bad will I got from that, that would have been gone because 48 hours in Survivor is like a lifetime. Two, Dan probably found the idol on day 3 or 4, and I probably found it in Dan's coat probably the next day.
Okay.
I didn't tell anybody about Dan's idol other than Mike until somewhere within 1 hour and 30 minutes before we go to tribal.
Oh, wow.
The reason I did that is because I wasn't sure if the girls were trying to do an all-girl alliance. I started getting a negative impression from Angelina, and I was like, if it's an all-girl alliance that they're trying to do, I need to give them somebody else other than me. It would always be me or Natalie because we didn't have an alliance. So hopefully telling them about Dan's idol make them say, okay, Dan. When we went to tribal, we kind of knew that it was either going to be Natalie or me.
Everybody set on Natalie, and then here comes Miss Sneaky Pants wanting to switch the vote to Jeremy. Why do you feel she wanted to do that in flipping the Nat vote?
Because I made a flippant comment about a showmance between her and John, and she didn't want that on TV.
Oh, wow. Okay. If they come calling again, would you play?
Yes, I love the game.
Jeremy from Survivor David versus Goliath, thanks for hanging out, man.
You're welcome. Beach Radio.